Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, des Wachim, Peri Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Kulturally, Zacha am Mizbeach bis Sora. If the Mizbeach never got the meat of the carbon oil, meat of a carbon oil is supposed to go up in the Mizbeach. Why didn't the Mizbeach get it? Says the Bat Tanur, let's say a psul took place before the Zrika, before they sprayed the dam. So there never was a Shas Heter le Mizbeach. Well, loy zachu akehanim be'oida. If the Mizbeach doesn't get its meat, then the kehanim don't get the hide. They don't get the skin. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, oilas ish. Oila she'olso le'ish. The Pasuk says that the kayin receives the skin of the animal, the hide of the animal, of a man's carbon oila. Here's the complete Pasuk. V'akayin ha'makrev is oilas ish or ha'oila. The skin of the oila, shehikrev l'kayin l'yiyah. So it has to be an oila that counts for the ish. But if the carbon became pasul before the blood was thrown in the mizbeach, it doesn't count for the person, so the kehanim don't get their ar. However, oila shenishchata shaloy l'shma, a carbon oila that was shechted for the sake of a different carbon, aval bishalei also l'bailim, even though the halacha is that the bailim didn't fulfill their obligation. I'm sure you remember this from the beginning of the Masechta. That if you shecht an oila for a different carbon, the carbon is kosher, but the bailim aren't yet, so they're chayv. The only time we say that the carbon itself is possible is by a carbon chatas and a carbon pesach. But an oila is kosher. I should say the Bailam have to get another oila. So in this case, where it was shechted shaloy l'shma, afal pi shaloy also l'bailam, even though l'maisa it doesn't work for the Bailam, but because the animal is kasha and the mizbeach gets the basar, so oira l'kayhanim, the kayhanim do get the ar. Vaitra says the Mishnah, echad oila sa'ish, whether the oila is that of a man. A man brought the oila, ve'echad oila sa'isha, or whether a woman brought the oila, I was saying the kehanim. The skins go to the kehanim. And why would I have thought differently? Well, the pasuk we just quoted, "Vakayin hamakrev is oilas ish," so maybe it's only the oil of a man. So the Gemara darshins, because the pasuk says "ar ha'oila," that's a riba to say no. If a woman brings a carbon oila, the kehanim get the skins. Why does it say oilas ish? That teaches us something else. That teaches us if someone only donates the value of the oila, but not the oila itself, it still becomes a carbon. See, I can take a pen and say I want the value of pen to go to Hegdash. So that pen has Kiddusha. It's called Kiddushas by the Gabayas. But if I take an animal that's roy for a carbon and I give it any kind of Kiddusha, it automatically gets a higher level of Kiddusha. And even in such a case, the skin goes to the Kehanim. That's what the Oila Se'ish teaches us. But the Kavan of the Pasuk is not to say that the Kohen only gets the Oila of an Ish and not the Oila of an Isha. But be it as it may be, in our Mishnah, we learned the Kehanim will get the R if the Mizbeach gets the meat, even if the Bailam have to bring another carbon. And the Kehanim get the R both from the Oila of a man as well as the Oila of an Isha.